Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 103 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Part of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today we are reading from Joshua chapters 3-5. Once we start to get into this part of the Old Testament, we get into more stories and things like that, as some people might enjoy this reading a little more than law and regulations and things, although that stuff is good to know, necessary, and it helps us better understand the gospel and the New Testament. These stories are, I guess you could just say, more fun to listen to and more fun to read. But we are going to be reading Joshua chapters 3-5 today. Joshua chapter 3 narrates the Israelites crossing the Jordan River. And they carry the Ark of the Covenant, the priests do. And when they touch the water's edge, the flow of the river ceases. It allows the Israelites to cross on dry ground. And this is, this is a sign of God's presence and support for Joshua's leadership, kind of like when Moses parted the Red Sea. And then after crossing the Jordan in Joshua chapter 4, he commands the Israelites to erect a memorial of 12 stones taken from the riverbed, one for each tribe, to serve as a reminder of the crossing, a lasting reminder. The stones are set up at Gilgal, marking their first encampment in the Promised Land. In Joshua 5, the Israelites observe the Passover at Gilgal. And this is their first festival celebration in the Promised Land. And the chapter also describes the circumstances of all, or the circumcision, not circumstances. That's a circumstance, I suppose, in a way. But the circumcision of all Israelite males born in the wilderness. And the manna from heaven ceases as they start consuming the produce of Canaan. I bet they were excited about that. Let's go to our reading. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1 says, Joshua got up early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. They camped there before they crossed over. After 3 days, officers went through the middle of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Lord, your God's covenant, and the Levitical priest bearing it, then leave your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it of about 2,000 cubits. By measure, don't come closer to it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. They took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. The Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is amongst you, and that he will, without fail, drive the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite out from before you. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, for every tribe a man. It shall be that when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of God, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan will be cut off. The waters that come down from above shall stand in one heap. When the people moved from their tents to pass over the Jordan, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant being before the people, and when those who bore the ark had come to the Jordan and the feet of the priests who bore the ark had dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the time of harvest, the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great way off. At Adam, the city that is beside Zerethan, and those that went down towards the Sea of Arabah, even the Salt Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people passed over near Jericho. The priests who bore the Ark of the Lord's covenant stood firm on the dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the nation had passed completely over the Jordan. When all the nation had completely crossed over the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take 12 men out of the people, a man out of every tribe, and command them, saying, take from out of the middle of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, carry them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you'll camp tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, a man out of every tribe. Joshua said to them, cross before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you pick up a stone and put it on your shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign amongst you, and that when your children ask in the future, saying, what do you mean by these stones? Then you shall tell them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the Lord's covenant. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. The children of Israel did as Joshua commanded and took up 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan. As the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, they carried them over with them to the place where they camped and laid them down there. Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood. And there they are to this day. For the priests who bore the ark in the middle of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and passed over. When all the people had completely crossed over, the Lord's ark crossed over with the priest in the presence of the people. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over armed before the children of Israel as Moses spoke to them. About 40,000 men, ready and armed for war, passed over before the Lord to battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant that they come up out of the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come up out of the Jordan. When the priests who bore the Ark of the Lord's Covenant had come up out of the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet had been lifted up to the dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place. And when over all its banks as before, the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. Joshua set up those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan in Gilgal. He spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord's hand is mighty and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Chapter 5. When all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan westward and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, their heart melted and there was no more spirit in them because of the children of Israel. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time. Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the reason Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, even the men of war who came out of Egypt, were consumed because they didn't listen to the Lord's voice. The Lord swore to them that he wouldn't let them see the land which the Lord swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, were circumcised by Joshua, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them on the way. When they were done circumcising the whole nation, they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. The Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of that place was called Gilgal to this day. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They ate unleavened cakes and parched grain of the produce of the land the next day after the Passover in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day after they had eaten of the produce of the land. The children of Israel didn't have manna anymore, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand, Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" He said, "No, but I have come now as commander of the Lord's army." Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped him and asked him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" The prince of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals, for the place on which you stand is holy." Joshua did so. Well, there's our reading for today, Joshua 3 through 5. And here's some thoughts to think about today, some meditations for today. Consider the purpose of the memorial stones. How might you create memorials in your own life to remember and share the significant works of God in your life and things that he's accomplished in your life? And the covenant renewal through circumcision and the Passover celebration marks a new beginning for Israel. How might rituals and symbols remind you of God's promise and your identity in him? And if you'd like to do so, here's an idea for taking your study, for further study today, to take your study further. Explore other biblical miracles involving water, such as the parting of the Red Sea and Jesus walking on the water. And take a look at their symbolic and theological significance. Well, that's our reading for today. And I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and his word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul